Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Please share these shows because we're on a digital platform, no matter where you're listening to us at. We need to wake up an army of people that can stand up and say we will not comply with the Bolshevik communists who've committed a coup d'etat against our Constitution. We have a really good show for you today. Very important, very disturbing, but it's stuff we need to hear. Deborah Tavares is going to be here, and she's going to present, well, she's going to tell us what's going on with DOOs, electromagnetic manipulation of the mind, and there's so much information, you may have to listen to it twice. Absolutely incredible stuff. Before we join Deborah, we'll let you know that we're sponsored by Noble Gold, and with the Great Reset coming and CBDC and banks already going digital, ladies and gentlemen, it is time that you take control over your finances. Remember, the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says the banks can seize your assets connected to the bank under their housing, whether it's your retirement or your savings account. They can seize it any time they want, and they don't have to have a reason, and you have no recourse because you're declared to be an unsecured creditor. Well, in these times of insecurity and potential bank failures, don't you think it's time that you moved your money away from the bank as much as possible? Don't you think it's time you put the retirement you have under your control and back it with gold? Well, Noble Gold's the group I've chosen to do all that for me. I've been a customer for 5 years. You'll need to do updates because circumstances change. Federal government says, I got to warn you that nothing's guaranteed and past performance can't be indicative of future performance. We know that. They should also be warning us about the treachery of the banks. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I will send you out a free information, no obligation packet that you don't have long. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, let's go to Deborah Tavares. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, and welcome to the guest segment. Thanks for staying with us through the opening, and we're really glad to be with you. We have an old familiar favorite, not that she's old, but she was a guest a long time ago, and her name is Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about some really important stuff related to frequencies, the UN, water. I'm just leaving it open for her because probably we're going to need to do more than one interview, but I want to give Deborah credit. It was about a dozen years ago she came on my show back when I was on RBN, and she said that climate mitigation would be passed on to the homeowner, and that if the homeowner didn't meet the burden, they would lose their home. That law is going to go into effect in the UK, and they're attaching jail time to it, too, for noncompliance. So, Deborah, I wanted to give you credit. Welcome to the show. So much of what you've told us in the past is now coming true in the present, and I hope what you're saying today to my audience will not come to fruition. I'm hoping we can stop it, but if we don't move against it, I'm sure it's going to happen. So I'm just going to throw it over to you, and I know we're in crisis mode, so I'm just going to let you decipher this for us.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, for having me back. It has been a very long time, and I'm most appreciative, and I know that you've had great difficulty in getting a hold of me, and I am experiencing now, as many are, the inability to connect, leave voicemails, or get in touch. And that should be a very serious message to everybody, that our time is very precious on programs like this, Dave.
Yes.
Because our ability to talk is being terminated. So I'm going to go back in time a little bit, and then I'm going to go into what we need to understand. Because basically we have to protect our brains from the frequency attacks. And I'm going to go over a number of patents, and I'm going to go over a number of solutions, and that's really important. But this is a saying I wrote a long time ago, Dave, I think even before I met you. To believe the unimaginable, move into a new reality, manage the unthinkable, when so many others are unaware, is the challenge of our time. And that still, for me, when I thought that up way back then, is as pertinent then as it is now. And I want to go back also into some of the things that I talked about in the NASA war document, and we'll bring this forward to today.
Okay, sure.
Because it is all very relevant. Years back, my friend and I worked together on exposing a document that was found on the NASA website by Dennis Bushnell. And I'm going to just read some of the quotes in this PowerPoint presentation that was presented 2 months before 9/11 so that you understand what has happened during that event and moving forward, the dustification and the use of microwaves. So let's just look at some of the pages that I thought were really important back then, and they're really important right now. So you can get to the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net, which is my main website, and I have source document tab where you can look at many, many of the documents that I've referred to over the years. Sadly, when I was taken down off of YouTube, as many people have been, many of the descriptive links for the documents that I spoke about during those YouTube presentations were gone. So sadly, again, we were able to capture most everything on our Odyssey channel on stopthecrime.net, but I would certainly recommend that you scroll back in time and listen to the many interviews that I've done over the years. I also run primarywater.org, and the main emphasis on that site is we are not running out of water. Water is a renewable, and we must tattoo that in our brains. We cannot continue to submit to illusions and false information, because this is absolute mind control at its most severe. We're already there. I also run the website toxicsky.org, and that website, I recently posted a important film that was never to have seen the light of day. It should have come out in 2016, but it was never to have been anything that any of you would be able to see, but now you can. Michael Murphy did this film called UN, I have just lost it.
That's okay. But, it'll come back to you, and that's fine.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay. Unconventional Gray by Michael Murphy. Please listen to this, to the conclusion. Many people that he interviewed, you will recognize. Many are now deceased. But in the last 15 minutes, he ties up all the interviews to what you need to understand about weather warfare. And I can't think of anything more succinct than explaining it the way he did before he was murdered. Now, he did two prior films that I would recommend you watch called What in the World Are They Spraying?
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
Why yeah. in the World Are They Spraying? Many of you may have seen these. Mm-hmm. You need to if you have not. But Unconventional Gray on ToxicSky.org is a must listen and share widely. Please share widely. So getting back now to the NASA document, because years ago when I discovered this, I was doing complete radio shows on this, Dave. It was just riveting to me at that time, because when I found it, it was such a strange name, and I hardly even looked at it. But then I saw that the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, Australia, DOD, and more were involved. And on page 4, when I opened it years back at midnight, I read this on page 4. The presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, technology. No pixie dust, robots, cyborgs, and humans. And I thought, what? And then I went on to read, and I'm going to go over some of this now so that you'll have a better understanding of how we fast-forwarded from here. But we were also told here what was going to happen, and it has. On page 9, it says, humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. Directed evolution now. Page 14, the key future technologies, automatic, robotic, everything, genetic engineering before birth. Page 66, increasingly critical human limitations, downsides. We're all too large, we're too heavy, we're too tender, and we're too slow physically and mentally. On page 93, and this pertains to the attack on 9/11, because remember, this was presented as a PowerPoint just 2 months before 9/11. And it says, exploit CNN syndrome, sink carriers via swarm attacks, capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time, terror attacks within the United States, binary, critical infrastructure, take down with frequencies, and take down the critical infrastructure in living color in prime time, use of EMPs, radio frequencies against our brains, and serious psi war and collateral damage exploitation. Then it moves on into the use of beam weapons, increasingly prevalent. So we're all facing beam weapon systems. And we were told this way back then. And you can look it up and bring it forward. You need to bring it forward.
Let me bring it forward to one question I have for you. Would this be related to what we saw with Lahaina in Maui?
Well, yes, and what we saw here in 2017 when we lost over 5,000 homes the night of October 9th of 2017, the same exact thing. I want people to understand what they're hearing. They have to bring those questions to some kind of answerable solution to what they're hearing. So let's go over what happened here related to Lahaina, related to Paradise that burned in 2018, and all the other subsequent fires since then, because of the heavy, heavy chemtrailing and the massive amounts of highly combustible heavy metals that are absolutely causing explosive circumstances when we're beamed with microwave frequencies. And that's what has happened and is happening and is increasingly happening. So here in 2017, early morning, I should say, 1 a.m., there were no sirens. There were no alerts. In fact, there was a complete stand down of all police, sheriff, and fire companies. No one was on the mountain in Fountain Grove the night that this fire swept through a mega million-dollar home community, burning, as I say, hundreds and hundreds of homes, burning a hotel and jumping the freeway and burning another residential area totaling of over 5,000 homes. There were no alerts. There was no water. There was the inability for people to communicate because all signals and cell towers were intentionally taken down. Mm-hmm. The water was intentionally eliminated because two of the enormous water tanks at the top of the hill for Fountain Grove, which was reserved exclusively for firefighting water, had been emptied because conveniently they were doing earthquake retrofitting, so they say. So they say. During that night, there were busloads of looters bust in because this was an attack. When you attack a community, you do more than just use microwaves, burn people out. People, the only survivability was around neighbors pounding on neighbors' doors. And even with that, there were a couple dozen people that died in the fire. They were burned alive. Several were burned in their garages because they did not know how to disengage their garage door operators. It was so dark, people couldn't see, no lights, nothing. And no one up there, no one. So you think about this alert test that just happened right now. They don't use the alert systems when they target us and they attack us. The alert that we just went through, we'll go over a little bit, but it was a microwave frequency penetration to our brains, plain and simple. So going back into what we see with the fires, we have to stop looping into the same recognizable circumstances. Yes. What happened in Lahaina happened here in 2017. And I will say, as a result of shaking the shock of that night and the enormity of the unhoused people and the meetings that we attended my husband and I actually drove into the fires that night to help our family evacuate. And since that period of time, and you can find this on my website, I hope you do, I attended an agricultural meeting about fires just after COVID lifted, and we were having some of the very first in-house meetings. And they told us about this evacuation zone code that we all needed to have. We needed to know our zone number so that when we were advised on the radio which zones they were evacuating, we could evacuate in a timely fashion. Well, Dave, I discovered when they would not give me that map, and they wouldn't allow me to purchase that zone map, I just wanted to see where my zone was. I didn't think anything nefarious about that map. I thought that was a good idea to get people out so that the roads weren't congested, as we have seen everywhere else in the evacuation zones, where cars are not able to move, such as in Paradise, people were burned alive in their cars trying to evacuate. Same thing in Lahaina. And similarly, in the fires here in 2017, where people just simply couldn't see and they would go off in ravines and be burned alive. But what I guess I'm getting at here is it's all the same. And we have to move on and understand these are microwave attacks, intentionally. And they're also furthering all the attacks of all the weather weapons that we're seeing being used worldwide right now as well. But let me read a few more things in the NASA document to bring us back and to now as well, because they talk about on 67, robotics in the large. They save lives. They enhance affordability, redefine risk threat environment, and enhances effectiveness. In other words, we are being replaced, and we are. We're being decimated. We're being murdered, actually. So they go on to talk about, on page 35, and I thought this was really interesting at the time, I dug into these PowerPoints as presented and spent a couple of years going through the acronyms and looking deep into much of what they spoke about in here. So I've done many radio shows with a tremendous amount of description and definition. But here's an example. They talk about on page 35, the confluence of IT, bio, and nano. Brain of a sea lamprey inserted and connected to the body of a robotic fish. An initial cyborg. And they talk about a choo-choo, that's C-H-E-W, a flesh plant-eating robot that hunts biodigests natural foods to live off the land. And even the inventor was worried about this choo-choo robot, about the danger of the robot eating humans. Well, what are we hearing about right now? We're hearing about the unthinkable, in my mind, but not so far-fetched, and it will happen, actually, and that is the zombies. And I don't know if you've covered this on your show, but I certainly have that document, and I have certainly read enough documents to know that as our minds are being taken and consumed, that is where we will be driven into becoming zombies. But it's more than that before that. So let's go on. They talk about microdust weaponry, a mechanical analog to micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into our lungs. The dust mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They tell us in this document it's a wholly, meaning completely, it's a completely new class of weaponry, and it is legal. Everything in here is legal, because people keep saying, well, they can't do this, it's illegal. No, it's legal. So they go on to say on page 50, the effects of low-power microwaves, and this is what we need to concern ourselves with, because they refer to a U.S. Army document from Walter Reed. And I've talked about this document in great, great detail. They talk about behavioral performance detriments, seizures. In other words, these low-power microwaves will cause seizures, gross alteration in brain function, 30 to 100% increase in brain blood flow lethality, meaning we're dead, they kill us, And they go on to tell us that what is apparently legal, and this is on page 55, microwave and radio frequency as a personnel weaponry. They go on to say chemical, anti-functional weapon systems, psychological effects, and sensory organ weapon systems. And I could go on. Psywar in the large. Acoustic weapons. Now, acoustic weapons are what we saw done in Cuba. They call it the Havana syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call things a syndrome. It is a microwave attack using acoustic weapons. We've got to use the right vocabulary. So I go back to that because when I realized all of this and then built up from that in seeing what we now face, it makes perfect sense and it's expanding. So in order to survive the mental changes that we're all being forced into, like it or not, we need to know certain things so that we stand a better chance of hardening up so we can all be harder to kill initially. But this is huge. This process we face is very large. So I wanted to throw this in right now because many people have asked me about smart meters. And, of course, we got the opt-out years ago here in California. And Rothschild, who runs all the utilities worldwide, did not know what to do with the anti-smart meter activists, such as the group that I was in. And so they went to Vanderbilt University to come up with a psychological plan to quell the anti-smart meter movement because after I was arrested January 11th of 2011, which you can see on YouTube, that went viral. They were not coming to any of our rallies, any of our protests, no media coverage whatsoever. And I just could not allow the deployment of deadly frequencies to go on unacknowledged. And I simply, as a mom and a grandmother, I did not know what else to do other than to see if something like that would cause more awareness, and it did. I ended up being interviewed from the New York Times and the San Francisco Chronicle, and it went viral. And as a result of all of our efforts here in Northern California, and it was a group, not me alone, all of our efforts, we were able to get the opt-out. But Rothschild sought the psychological methodology through Vanderbilt University to find out how to control us, and they said give them the opt-out, because that helped to minimize the fear. Well, you can either opt in or you can opt out. Now, one of the reasons that we were beyond the idea and the facts that we knew the frequencies were deadly and that it was a spy change out of the original analog meter to the wireless smart meter on our homes that would then surveil us in our homes, and then ultimately all wireless appliances would connect to that, and we would be monitored, tracked, and allocated use of all of our electricity. But it goes way beyond that. But we discovered back then, because I reinvestigated, do smart meters have UL approval? So what is UL approval? UL approval are underwriter laboratories, and it's a safety organization that sets industry-wide standards for new products. UL testing ensures that wire sizes are correct and that the electronic devices can handle the amount of current claimed by the manufacturer. Well, what we were discovering when we found out that smart meters did not have UL approval, because the meters were blowing up and homes were burning down. It was also pulsed frequency, and it was causing appliances to blow up as well, or to not function. So it was a way in which to force people into changing appliances at the time that were connectivity appliances to the smart meter, the Energy Star appliances. So I offer the understanding that then the smart meters were not UL approved. They do not meet safety standards because they are not safe. So I sent out an email blast out just prior to what happened on October 4th. And it's more than October 4th. It's every day around October 4th, before October 4th, and now. And we're in a frequency warfare, and we have to understand that. The alerts are all built on top of the causes of directed energy weapons, which are disguised as climate change. We have to stop calling it climate change, because this is an attack, a frequency attack. In fact, Dave, we're told here, and as many people are, that we need to have our bug-out bags ready, our go-bags ready. Well, I got to thinking about that because, of course, my life doesn't pack up easily in a backpack or a go-bag or a bug-out bag. And I likened that to what happened in World War II with the suitcase, the Nazis and the suitcases. And also back in World War II here in the United States, when the United States rounded up the Japanese in the Western United States, gave them a 1 to 2 week notice to meet with one suitcase to be taken to hostile areas and contained for 4 years during World War II. And they had one suitcase. Well, this is our new suitcase now. Bug out bags, go bags. I need everybody to contemplate that and understand that is what we face. So on StopTheCrime.net, if you go to the menu and you go to email blasts, you can see some of my past email blasts. I hope you do. They're critical. Also, you can download them and you can sign up and you can get future email blasts as well. But there's a couple of things that I want to talk about with the frequencies, because we must at all costs now protect our brains. They are going after full mind control, mind hiving, where they control each and every single one of us. What do you think these lone assassins are doing in this country? They're MK-Ultra mind-controlled victims that are perpetrating crimes. I've talked about this for years. I have a document called the Aquarius Operations Briefing that talks about the use of frequencies on individuals and how they would be mind-controlled to do certain tasks and then mind-swiped so they wouldn't remember. So when we're hearing people say they have voices in their head, and then they're called mentally ill, that isn't true. They're programmed, and now they're activated. They're literally in our community everywhere. So some of the actions you must take with reducing the frequencies is with the use of your cell phones and minimizing the use, and certainly not upgrading and not using cell phones if you can avoid it. I know that it's become a dopamine effect. It's become a resource. But we also need to understand it is literally really, really reducing our ability to think. Because what we have to understand is in an era where memory is outsourced to Google or GPS or calendar alerts and calculators, it will necessarily produce a generalized loss of knowledge. And that is not just memory, but rather motor memory. In other words, long-term processes of disabling connections in our brains is ongoing, and this is intentional, and it will present both vulnerabilities and opportunities. The opportunities will be for those that control these frequencies. So we're going to talk about mind control, but I do want to get into a couple of quick solutions about the smart meters. If you are in an area where you can opt out, opt out. If you are being forced now, as I've had many people email me recently and say they're being forced or they'll turn the electricity off, ask to be given the UL approval for the deployment of the meter, because putting on a meter that's not UL approved tells you that it has not gone through the safety inspections and the proper wiring.
Yeah, I've heard
and
this.
That has happened in this country. So check into that. But also very, very important to understand there are other methodologies of killing us in our homes besides just putting on the smart meter and having our appliances read and the permeation of the frequencies pummeling through our home to be collected on the smart meter on the exterior of our home, but also dirty electricity. And I covered this in this email blast out, and I will go over that now because this is critical. Certainly when doctors Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M, alerted us to this. Not many people knew about dirty electricity. And so I'm going to explain that right now. Because like everything, and I'll just go back to the smart meters right now, the smart meters are pulsed. And we have seen in many of the fire areas a few homes that were not destroyed and dustified by microwaves were homes that did not have smart meters. They opted out. And so I've seen homes surrounded by dustified homes, and without the smart meter, the home is standing. Now, does that mean you won't burn and be dustified if you don't have a meter? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that they're utilizing the meter in conjunction with all of the other frequencies to destroy and kill us. So when we talk about dirty electricity, which will kill you, we have to understand there's electrical pollution, and it's not something that we see or smell or taste or touch. Now, I will say there are many, many people that are called sensitives. They're microwave sensitivities. Well, it's not a sensitivity. Microwaves are a weapon of war. So if you are shot multiple times, do you have a sensitivity with the consequences of being shot? No. You're shot because it's war. So we have to use, again, the right vocabulary. We do have canaries in the coal mine that are warning us, and we need to heed what they're telling us. So what has happened now with dirty electricity, it's become one of the greatest polluting elements in the Earth's environment. And Dr. Sam Milham is a scientist and whistleblower, and he said, quote, this is an industry-wide cover-up of the enormous toxic facts by our electric utility companies, the cell phone industry, public utility commissions, state health departments, and the FDA. And we have to understand that dirty electricity is a basic frequency on the power lines of the electrical power delivered to our homes and other buildings. And it's now increased with an added higher frequency polluting electrical voltage and currents. And it's delivering higher frequency power into our wiring in our homes and into the devices of our homes, offices, and school. And it's important to visualize this as I'm telling you about this. Dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air, traveling into the human body from the wiring that carries the power. And once in the body, these high frequencies cause cancer and many other diseases. This includes smart meters, cell towers, cell antennas, cell phone chargers, computers, copiers, and those are just a few of the common sources of dirty electricity. Dirty electricity will damage the entire human population. So what do you do about that? Well, you look at some devices that you plug into the outlets of your homes, and you could certainly consider doing this if you want to survive longer. They're called Stetzers, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R-S. And you can order them online. We've had them for many years. They push the dirty electricities back out that would otherwise come into your homes. Now, another thing. Again, if you print off my frequency warfare, I discuss all these options and all the solutions. Again, go to stopthecrime.net and go to the email blast on the menu, and you can print this off. I'm not going to go over it in detail because I want to get into mind control and protecting our brains, which is all part of reducing the frequencies that you face on a day-by-day basis. We must do that. We must. We must, while we can still think. So I think it's also important to understand what FEMA is, because FEMA is not federal. FEMA manages the aftermaths of pre-planned attacks. Let's get this right. Just like the Federal Reserve is not federal and it has no reserve, it's a foreign international banking cartel. So we have to understand what we face in order to proactively manage some solutions around that. And it's important to understand we're all targeted now. And there's backdoor access to our wireless devices that have been secretly granted to create a blacklist of individuals to target. So when they're doing an alert or any kind of phone alert system, remember your phone's number one, they're weapons. So when they're increasing the frequencies on your phone to give you alerts, it's a weapon system that is being further activated. You have to understand that. And the World Economic Forum has been quietly granted backdoor access to billions of cell phones,
yes,
as part of a plot to compile a blacklist of users who hold publicly incorrect and politically incorrect views and comment and commit wrong speak.
I just covered this yesterday, Deborah. This is exactly right. Klaus Schwab came out of a meeting with French President Macron, and he said, we need to have social credit dissident camps. And that's a quote.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
We also, Dave, need to be covering water at some point because that is under mass attack. But I want to get into mind control. And much of what is happening, of course, is all based on false premises. So we already are under a mass amount of mind control to have gone ahead and thought we need to reduce our carbon footprint and reduce our oxygen supply to do that by eliminating plants and not recognizing that the overhead aerosolized death dumps that people like to call geoengineering, these are overhead aerosolized death dumps, and they are destroying everything that's alive. The trees, the shrubs, the soil, everything. And so we now face a new regime of surveillance, and we've been taken over. We have. Surveillance of our minds and under the skin is the most important developments of the 21st century. Human beings, we've all been hacked. Now tech can go under our skin, can analyze the data and understand people better than a person knows himself. We are hackable animals, they tell us. And the idea that humans have free will and nobody knows what we're thinking inside, or we can choose who to vote for in an election, whatever, the thinking and thinking we have free will, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Technology is hacking human beings on a massive scale, and is daily now increasing. And I've talked about a number of patents. We're going to get into some patents right now. But one of the patents is microwaves and the hearing systems. And the first known experiment with microwave voices and conducted by Sharp and Grove in the early 1970s, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Advanced Research Projects Agency, are primarily to blame for the abuse of such technologies since Project Pandora, etc., and the CIA's Langley Research Center, as well as numerous scientists working in Energy Defense Department labs across the United States. They're all responsible, and they're forcing speech now. It's important to understand the brainwave monitors, and this is pretty phenomenal. Most people don't realize that literally they have computers now that can take the activity of your thinking in your brain and convert it to vocabulary. So they know what you're thinking before you verbalize it. Did you know that?
Yeah, were you aware that a professor from Duke, her name escapes me now, she actually talked about the utilization of this technique at the WEF convention this year, and she talked about workplace monitoring. Were you aware of that?
Well, I know that we're completely monitored now, our thoughts, our feelings. Mm-hmm. It's all lined up. And I recently also, Dave, sent out an emergency email blast out about Lily Waves and psychotronic weapon warfare and the 5G battlefield integration platform for mass mind control. So some of the highlights of this Lily Wave document, again, for those of you, please go to my website, stopthecrime.net. And check out this email blast out. I know I sent it to you too, Dave.
Yes.
But it plans to sedate the populations. Psychological and biological attack on all of the populations worldwide. This is modern warfare strategy against the populations by the Bilderberg.
Is it going on right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why do you think there is such malaise in society?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think we're having such difficulty trying to explain to people who just simply don't seem to hear.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
I agree
something
with you.
To consider.
We talk about this a lot. The awareness level is fairly high, but the action level is extremely low, and I think you're describing why the gap is there.
That's right. And so we have to understand that in this document, they do talk about mind control broadcasted in our homes and our walls through our AC and DC outlets, which is dirty electricity. So if you order Stetzers, again, STETZERS, go online and find Stetzers. I think there may be some other brands as well, but I'm familiar with Stetzers because that's what we have, and that will return the dirty electricity. What that means is you should not be sleeping on wire box spring mattresses because it's an antenna. Think about also, many people are talking about tooth implants, replacing teeth, lost teeth. Well, you want to talk to your dentist about the antenna effect of metal posts in your gum line, because many people are finding they're having to pull those out because those are antennas in your mouth, just as amalgam fillings. When you're in a dense population area where there's lots of frequencies, many people can feel their amalgam fillings, like when you put a fork on an amalgam filling. You can cringe with that idea. But that's what's happening with any metal in our bodies, and we are full of heavy metal. We are full of combustible metals, which is why now we have to concern ourselves with human spontaneous combustion. Think about that. Because as we have seen, the trees are burning from the inside out because they are packed with years of uptake of heavy metals. And so are we. So are we. So I think we have to understand that these microwave warfare attacks are calibrated, because every single thing that is attacked has a frequency or a fingerprint, just like we have fingerprints. We're all unique. Well, so are the materials that are calibrated and that are directed to be destroyed by the microwave frequency.
Deborah, that's why they had to remove the topsoil from Lahaina and distribute it to an unknown location. That was covered in Hawaii media before they scrubbed the story, but I saved it. You're describing it perfectly.
Yeah, the soil worldwide, though, is very toxic. So is all the water supply. In fact, in that movie that Michael Murphy did on ToxicSky.org, Unconventional Gray, Michael lived in Lahaina as well as Northern California. And he did some testing on the rainwater catchment that was being served up to the folks that lived in Lahaina as their form of water, a drinkable water. And you'll see the test in that movie that it has unsurvivable levels of aluminum. So please watch that movie. Understand that the folks in Hawaii were being poisoned long before this microwave weapon attack.
Was that to make them more combustible as well as their structures and soil?
Well, it makes them sick and docile and more incapable of thinking.
Okay.
Just as the fluoride in the water supply, it's a degrading of our mental ability to think.
Okay.
So we have to understand this is what we're facing. But I'm now going to go into some patents, because your listeners right now need to understand the enormity of what we face, but we also have solutions.
Before you go
and
there,
that's important.
Before you know, I need to interject this. We've got about 11 minutes left, and I know you're trying to manage the distribution, but listen to me. You're welcome back here anytime. Whatever we don't finish, we can have you back. So on that, I want to get out of your way so you can give the maximum amount of information.
Okay, well, I would like to come back and do a water program.
Yes, of course.
Because water is being eliminated from our access, and it is horrific what is happening. But I want to get into some of the documents, and I will be posting this. It's called Cognitive Warfare. And I'm going to talk about how the brain is the new battlefield, and the technology evolves, and so do the vulnerabilities. And it's weaponized now, the brain science. And what is happening in the wake of the United States Brain Institute, which was an initiative which was initiated in 2014, all the major powers, the EU, China, Russia, have launched their own brain research programs, with substantial findings. China sees the brain as the headquarters of the human body, and precisely attacking the headquarters is one of the most effective strategies for determining victory or defeat on the battlefield. And they go on to talk about, as in 2008, the National Research Council report stated, for good or for ill, an ability to better understand the capabilities of the body and brain can and is now exploited for gathering intelligence, military operations, information management, public safety, and forensics. This document, again, Cognitive Warfare, I will post. This was presented between June and November of 2020. And I was sent this by some dear friends in Europe, and I get much I get different information out of Europe than what we're getting here in the United States.
Yes.
And when I first got the adrenochrome papers that I've done many radio shows on, it came out of Europe, and I'll just throw this in very quickly, but here in the United States, in some of the closed-up military bases, they kidnap children, and we have the CIA finders that drive around in vehicles, and they kidnap kids out of parks and wherever they kidnap kids. And many, of course, is for organ harvesting, pedophilia, sex rings, but also for adrenochrome. And when my friend sent me this document about adrenochrome, they said, Deborah, no one should ever have to read anything like this, and we don't know really what to do with it. And I presented it, and I did a radio show with Dr. Bill Deagle, as many of you know, had a radio show for many years in the San Diego area, and I was on his shows often. And you know, Dave, he was killed, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So adrenochrome, basically that document was about military bases that are closed down here. Wardens run these bases. In this document, there were names of children that were kidnapped out of Canada, the United States, and Costa Rica, had the names of these children, their blood type, and their termination, in other words, when they would be killed. Because in order to create adrenochrome, you have to create such terror and trauma that oxygenates the blood supply, and that's the higher value for the adrenochrome. And on your show today, Dave, I'm not going to tell you much more because I've done some radio shows on this in detail, going through the documents and reading them. But the one thing I did not notice, because it was so traumatizing, going through this and looking at the warden's pictures and at the way in which they rated the price of the blood extracted from these children that were soon going to be killed. But then it talked about where this blood was marketed from, and it was out of New York. And Dave, at the time that I presented all of this, I didn't check out the address in New York of where this was. I'm going to leave this as a cliffhanger for your audience, because you can go back and listen to some of my broadcasts about adrenochrome to find that out. But I want to get into cognitive warfare, and I want to first go over some of the patents, which we're going to cover in greater detail. This is absolutely important for us to know, because unless we know how the attacks are occurring, we're not going to be able to fend any, we won't have any defense against any of this. So there's a CIA and NSA mind control patent, and they talk about behavioral modification and mind control. And it says the abstract is a method and device for the production of a desired brain state in an individual, certain means of for monitoring and analyzing the brain state, while a set of one or more magnets produce fields that alter the state. And they go on, but I won't continue with that. You just have the idea, CIA and NSA mind control patents. This one is another patent. Intraoral electronic tracking devices, abstract, an improved, stealthy, non-surgical, biocompatible electronic tracking device is provided in which a housing is placed intraorally. The housing contains a microcircuitry. The microcircuitry compromises comprises a receiver, a passive mode of active mode activator. This is what Jesse Beltran spoke about with also with dentistry, when receivers were put during dental processes as well, another aspect. And they have pulsive manipulation of nervous systems. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this years back, where they have an apparatus for manipulating the nervous system by impacting subliminal pulsive cooling to the subject, to our skin, at a frequency that is suitable for the excitation of sensory resonance. At present, two major sensory resonances are known with frequencies, and the sensory resonance causes relaxation, sleepiness. Your eyelids start to close. Many of you may feel suddenly you have to go to sleep if you're driving somewhere, that you have to go to sleep right now. This is all part of the weapons attack on us. They talk about a knot in your stomach that can be created, or sexual excitement, remote sexual excitement. And depending on the precise frequency used, the resonance causes the slowing of certain cortical activities. So we're being absolutely decimated by patents that all of you can read. Now, I'm going to download these patents on my source document tab on stopthecrime.net. But I want to go over some right now, again, some of the descriptions, so that you understand what we face and the kinds of things we must do, and we must protect our brains. Because I want to say that with climate change and with all of the adopted climate requirements in your cities, just as Dave opened the show, with the requirement now to retrofit our homes or lose your homes, they will red tag them if you don't meet the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And in the UK, Dave, they're using overhead aerial surveillance to monitor individual house loss of heat and electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then they're able to identify those specific residents and send out code enforcement and requirements for them to retrofit, and people don't have the money now. So, again, some of the patents include remotely cause individuals to hear voices via EMF waves, and controls the brain states by placing engineered EMF patterns into the AC wiring of a building. Now, we talked about that, dirty electricity. Mm-hmm. Get those Thatchers. Induce desired brain state in person by adding waves into music files. Now, this is something that I found in the first Hunger Games. And at the time, I didn't hear this because it was a very minimalized song in the first Hunger Games, and it was called Rules, R-U-L-E-S, and it said this: electricity and wires dictating everything you do. You tell me that you hear me, and all your memories are real. But how do I know you don't just feel what you've been told to feel? And this is in the lyrics of the song Rules in The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You may want to pay attention to the words, the methods, and the ways we've been told what we face right now. And I, for one, am in defense of humanity. And I don't want to see us being slaughtered because of lack of knowledge or because of intentions to wage silent weapons systems on us. The most deadly systems of all are the systems kept in secret that we don't know about. So getting back to some of these
patents.
Yeah,
bro, we're just about out of time. Gosh.
I'm going to
contact you at the end of our interview here. Just give me a few minutes to process this, and we'll set up an alternative time. But I just want to say this in conclusion very quickly. So much of what you've said, and some of it I have not heard before, but Virginia Farver, Dr. Anna Mihacek, and many others, and World Economic Forum brags about this stuff. So you're right on the money.
I know Virginia, Dave.
Yeah.
I know Virginia.
Virginia's, in fact, I'm interviewing Virginia later today. How interesting. But anyway, we are flat out of time. I've got your websites here, Toxic Sky.
Well, we're out of time in many ways.
I hear you. Stopthecrime.net. I'd start there. Deborah, I'll contact you. Won't be long. And we're going to set up a follow-up. Just unbelievable, scary stuff. But it's what we need to hear. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.